السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتی صاحب. Hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you, Mufti Saab. Alhamdulillah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakariya. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 36 Surah Yasin and verses 40, 41 and 42. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in yesterday's lesson explained to us about the sun. Remember, the Quran Sharif has dedicated one entire surah to the sun to show the significance of it. Chapter number 91, Surah al-Shamsi. And then al-Qamar, the moon, chapter number 54. And Almighty Allah explained to us that what is the sun doing, what is the moon doing. So today Almighty Allah explains to us further, chapter 36 and verse number 40, 41, 42. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. لَشَّمْسُ, it is not permissible for the sun. يَنْبَغِي لَهَا, that is not permissible for the sun. أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ, that it reaches the moon. Meaning that it goes and collides with the moon. Or for the moon to go and collide with the sun. Everything works with perfect harmony. There are no accidents there. There are no collisions there. Everything, Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. We hear of planes crashing. We hear of helicopters smashing one another. And vehicle accidents. We know all these things. But look at the perfection, how Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, everything works in such peace and harmony. We see the sunrise, the sunset, the moon, full moon on the 14th night shining in its glory and beauty, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Who does all this? Any astronomer? Any scientist? Any professor? Nay, hasha wa kalla, never ever. It is everything done with the perfection and accuracy and precision directly by Almighty Allah Himself. وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ, and never can the night overtake the day. Meaning that the night decides, no, I don't want to be so long now, I will become shorter and I'll overtake you. It will never happen. Everything happens with precision and accuracy. So the question arises that all these atheists and all these people who have doubt, the doubting Thomases, what will you say? Who is making the sunrise and the sunset? Who makes the moon shine and to its glory and beauty on the night of the 14th? Who is making the waxing and waning of the moon? So yesterday I was admiring the moon. Oh Allah, what can we say? فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. All the barakah, blessing is vested with Almighty Allah, the best of creator. There is no other creator besides Almighty Allah, but people think they can create something. Almighty may Allah told us, لَيَّخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They cannot even create a single fly. Even if all the scientists, professors, doctors come together, one single fly they cannot create. That is a challenge which Almighty Allah is giving them. For now and the future, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73, because when you say you created something, min al-adam ila al-wujud, it was totally non-existent, and then you brought it into existence. And soulment took place, you put the ruh, the soul, the spirit in it. They don't even know what is the soul and the ruh. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge you have been given a little bit. So remember, therefore, human being today, they go astray because they think they know too much, and then they make a big mess. Look at the whole world today, without exception, the entire world in chaos and mayhem and corruption and so many problems. وَكُلٌ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. Yesterday also I explained to you this verse, and all of them, whether it's the planets, whether it's the sun, whether it's the moon, whether it's the star, whatever it is, whether we and you understand or not, we bring iman, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ on the unseen. Whether it's logical or supra-logical, beyond our perception, comprehension, every one of them are now moving. يَسْبَحُونَ means swimming. Each one is swimming and moving in its own orbit. So when they move in their own orbit, there won't be accidents, there won't be collisions, and so forth and so on. In this world, you see, they have various driveways and runways and what have you there in the airports, and yet they smash and crash and all these type of things there. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ. And another sign for you, O human being, Surah Yasin, Allah Jalla Wala is showing us His signs, His symbols, His landmarks, so that we come nearer, closer. We gain proximity to the special mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَآيَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. Another magnificent sign and symbol of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. That we, Allah Jalla Wala uses the royal pronoun, that we, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the collective, the plural, the royal pronoun for Himself, He's challenging human being and creation all at one time. See if all of you can do this. Anna hamalna dhurriyatahum. We carry their progeny. We carry their children, the Muslims. Fil fulkil mashhoon. In that boat, in that ark, in that ship that was packed to capacity. Imagine all the children who are believers, all who believe in Noah, and they were there with Noah in the ark, with Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam in the safina. So who made them embark on it? Who saved them from the deluge and the floods and the tufan? Nowadays tufan, the Aqsa, our Hamas, our Jihad Islami, sending the settlers and Jutlas and Zionists straight to hell. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And many of them are in transit, remember that, going to get roasted and toasted very soon, inshallah. So who carried them and let them embark that boat and ship and ark? Only Almighty Allah. Fil fulkil mashhoon. And that boat and that ship was packed to capacity, mashhoon. Not only that, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ. And we created for them, for this human being, مِن مِثْلِهِ, similar to that. Similar to the boat, the ship, we created for you so many other means of conveyance, so many other means of transport. مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. How they traveling? Could we ever think about it 100 years ago? That there will be planes flying from one country to another, one continent to another, and in record time. Once I was taking a plane, you must remember, direct from Auckland to Dubai. And then they told us at that time that this plane here is the longest flight non-stop, more than 16 hours. So imagine, how can it happen? 100 years ago, 200 years ago, people could not dream about this, that we'll be flying from this country to that country. Then you see the helicopters, then you see the rockets, and then so many other things going on. So ma yarkabun, what they will be using as means of transport, of means of conveyance. Everything, Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, so that we become more and more obedient and loving to Almighty Allah and the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see a tree, when it's barren, it stands straight. And when the tree is filled with fruit, then you will see its though it is bowing down. It becomes more humble and it becomes more and more, do you understand, obedient-like. So that is a lesson me and you must take. The older we become, the more knowledge we have, so then we become more and more obedient, more loving, more humility should come wherein we show our love and our obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, 1446 year in South Africa, Southern Africa. Most parts of the world, today is the 3rd of Muharram, 1446. And today, Gaza genocide, day number 277. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. Lancet, hey you Jutlas and Jutlis and you Jews and Zionists, this is not some Muslim people, this is non-Muslims. Lancet has reported, I sent it out to thousands of people and every Muslim and every person of conscience, you should send it out to all your contacts. Remember that these swines, that is the Israelis, Allah calls them swines. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ Chapter 5, verse number 60, that Almighty Allah transformed them into swines and into monkeys. So these swines and monkeys have killed, you must remember, more than 186,000 people there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, our blessed Gaza, and that are innocent people. And if you say, okay, Hamas are guilty, what about the other 170,000 people? So babies, children, men and women, and still they're bombarding them courtesy of America and the Western European powers. These are the people who speak of human rights, of democracy, whole lot of them, bunch of swines, remember that. So Lancet has exposed everything, you must remember that. Today they're crying over Ukraine, that Russia has bombed the children's hospital, the kiddies hospital. How many hospitals have you bombed and demolished? O Israel, how many babies have you murdered and killed? How many mosques and churches have you destroyed? How many schools and universities have you destroyed? Don't think you will get away with it. You are a cursed nation, and the whole world has turned against you, basically. So you have become a pariah state. And regarding the United Nations, and regarding ICC and ICJ, whole lot in the words of George Galloway. So remember, these are pigs with lipstick on it. And that's the word he used, and I agree with him. I echo his sentiments. You can't stop a genocide going on. This each one of them is a war criminal, guilty of genocide, crimes against humanity. And remember, they are racist to the core, the Jutla. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Boeing is in big trouble, you know, the manufacturers of aircrafts and so forth. They're saying that at the time of emergency, the face mask and all that will not function properly. So they had to pay a fine of $240 million. You know, a few years ago, hundreds of people died in their accidents and so forth. So imagine, they talk too much about Russian planes and all that, but their own planes are malfunctioning. Most Democrats want Biden out. Remember that. But Biden wrote a letter and said, I am the best candidate. I am the only nominee and I will fight till the end. So Democrats totally remember in disarray. They got a moron. The moron doesn't know his own gender, whether he's male or female. He said, I am the black woman for the black president. That's what he said. He said, I will beat, you know, Stu Trump in the election in 2020, the harami war criminal, forgot that it's 2024, and 8 times the doctor went to visit him in the past year for Parkinson's disease. Can you see that? So both of them, 100% morons. That is America. Masses are asses. They make you fools, Americans. You are shame on you. You got both sides morons, Republicans and Democrats. 2 people dead and Allah is punishing them more and more. Alhamdulillah, some places there's extreme heat. Other places in Texas, 2 people minimum dead because of a hurricane barrel. So we got no sympathy, empathy for them. If more people die also, we will say Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about that. So the tourists are decreasing towards Israel. They don't want to go to the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and meet Hitler's children, remember that. And then the Jutlas themselves, the Jews, are leaving and emigrating, you must remember that, and going out now and going, they're packing up their bags for good. Approximately 1 million have left already and more will leave, inshallah. One Israeli minister was supporting Le Pen. Le Pen, the far right, you must remember, in France. So the politicians and diplomats of Israel are livid and very, very upset with this. That how could you such be an idiot? She's not 100% pro-Jew and so forth. She's anti-America. She's anti, you must remember, American in this sense. She said no arms for Ukraine. And she's anti-Muslim and anti-Jew to a certain extent. So therefore, you must remember that. But she came out third, and now the left wing and the centrists will form a government, and they're going to recognize Palestine. You see Jutlas, you see Ben Gvir, Smotrich, and BB war criminals. You can do absolutely nothing about it. More and more countries will recognize Palestine, and more countries will call you out for what you are: a terrorist and a rebellion and a murderer. Or guilty of war crimes. And remember, you're going to lose the whole of Palestine. We will gain it, the whole historical Palestine, whether you like it or not. America is very, very upset. Orban was there visiting Putin a few days ago. Now Modi came there yesterday, and Modi and Russia will be discussing oil, energy, security, many other issues. And the Americans are burning. Remember that. How can we stop them? But they need India, they need Russia also. And then Xi Jinping, remember, met Orban. Orban went from Hungary and he met Putin there in Moscow. Now he went to meet, you must remember, Xi Jinping there in China, you must remember, Beijing or wherever he met him. So the Americans are very, very upset. Who the hell gave this Orban that mandate to go? Orban told him, you go to hell. I am a sovereign state. I am the president of Hungary, and currently I am the president of the European Union. I don't need permission from you. I don't need mandate from you. I will travel as I want to. That's what we want. We want the leaders to put them in their place and shut them up forever. Look at BB, the war criminal. Benjamin Day. How many babies have you killed today? That is original name. They all changed their ID and everything. So he, BB, says the Gaza deal must allow Israel to keep on fighting. Can you believe that? Jeremy Corbyn, who won his seat, remember that, and defeated, you must remember, the Labour candidate and so forth. He gave a lecture and said to the people in UK and Britain in the March and Peace rally, we will never let Gaza go away. We are Gaza and Gaza is us. We will always fight for Gaza. We will always fight for Palestine. We will always fight for justice. No justice, no peace. That is what the Jutla and they must understand, and their allies. Russians killed more than 30 people in Ukraine, and the Western media has gone mad. How can Putin do this? Russia a terrorist state. Is Israel not a terrorist state? Murdering, mayhem, chaos for 76 years. Innocent children, babies, their limbs blown to pieces, stealing land every day, and detention without trial. So why don't you condemn? You must remember, Russia invaded Ukraine, the terrorists. So Israel, the Jutlas, invaded Palestine. So are they not terrorists? You go ask. You must remember that the Jewish scholars, and they will tell you that the original ones who know the truth and so forth, not those who you bought off and so forth. So we stand with Putin. Putin is a good harami for us. You must smash America to pieces and their allies, and we will make dua for Putin. Allah Jalla Wala give him hidayat. Allah Ta'ala bring him into the fold of Islam. We need guys like this who are ruthless, remember that. Biden, you must remember, is such a moron that when he comes to a function, his own chamchas and sidekicks have to use flashcards, because this idiot and moron will walk in the wrong direction. So they will have their flashcard, walk straight, turn right, turn left. Okay, walk to the podium. That is your president of America. Can you believe that? Like, are you teaching small children which direction to walk? That is your president of America. You're a bunch of jokers, and he's a laughing stock in the world, and he deserves it. Har ek bachcha ki baddua nikalti hai. Before those children were blown up, everyone made a dua, and they cursed the Americans and Israelis and the European Union and the Arab nations helping the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. Hence, you will pay the price. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Never ever think that Allah is unmindful of what you murderers and oppressors and transgressors are doing. The Jutlas must leave France, because the left-wing government is not pro-Jutla, they're pro-Palestine. So, hey, Jutlas, everywhere you go, you're going to be kicked out. In South Africa, if you know Jewish history and so forth, once upon a time, there were more than 200,000 people here. When democracy came in and African rule came in 1994, half the Jutlas ran away from South Africa. Go ask them. Go read the Jewish report. I'm reading Jewish report for my past 30 years. So you must remember that, and they'll tell you about all these type of things, more than 30 years. You will find all that, and now you go online, you can read the Jewish report and so forth. So absolute chaos erupts there in France. You must remember, Le Pen's party cannot accept defeat, and now they're burning buildings and chaos and gunshots and so many things going on and so forth. Pakistan, you know, the month of Muharram has started. The Shias in Pakistan are only 10, 15, 20% maximum. That's also if you really extend it. So now they're expecting big problems. We know we were there from 74 to 80. And Muharram time came, the Shias run amok. You must remember that. That they will let the blood spill and they will kill themselves and all that. This is punishment for them. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, the beloved Nawasa, grandson of the Master alayhi salatu salam, raised his Mubarak hands in Maidan of Tufuf in Karbala before his martyrdom. Urafa yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Ya Allah, you decimate them and destroy them. Remember, that's the baddua. How Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed the Shias. Who said this? Sheikh Mufid of the Shia school said this. His book's name is Irshad. You can check it up on the internet and see. So in the Punjab province, which is the biggest province there in Pakistan, all social media will be banned for 6 days, because they don't want all this strife and understand murder and mayhem and chaos there between the Kuffar, Shias and the Sunnis, and especially in Punjab. Another interesting story of Pakistan, there was a journalist. He was in favor of Imran Khan. So the Pakistan government cut a deal with the Kenya government and then he was murdered here in Nairobi, remember, a few years ago. So the matter went to court, and in Kenya they passed the verdict in favor of Arshad Sharif, the murdered journalist family, and they will have to pay $78,000, remember, to his family, Arshad Sharif, because why? He was supporting Imran Khan. Saudi Arabia, gay flags are allowed in Saudi when these bands come and musical shows come. You know, there's a guy, Hamilton or whatever his name, this Formula One racer, when he comes there with his helmet, he wears that gay sign and all that. That is allowed. Palestinian flag not allowed. That is your MBS and Salafi scholars for dollars. Sellouts they are, and Dhal and Mudwil, totally astray and leading others astray, majority of them. California, the airport is engulfed by wildfire. Allah punishing them. Some places fire, some places hurricane. 130 million people getting roasted and toasted with the extreme heat in America. So Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is punishing them. Look at those Italians. Therefore, we tell you, the Western culture is the worst culture in the world. Decadent satanic culture. Italy is naming the biggest airport in Milan after Berlusconi. Sir Berlusconi can't remember, he died in a fract long time, he can't remember, and his family can't remember how many places he put his rifle. You must remember that he was on rape charge and this charge and human charge and what and what. But that is Italy, you must remember that. Their prime minister also, you must remember, is a what? Is a high class prostitute and so forth. So that's how things work there. I went there, you see all these funny things there. So all this, so that's how the West works, you understood. Don't be surprised if they break one airport after Biden, the moron, you see that, or after Trump and Stormy. So all this can happen there in America as well. Last night for us was one of the coldest nights here in Gauteng. Remember, now it's 1 degree, 2 degrees, and we have to go for Fajr. Alhamdulillah, من سول البردين دخل الجنة. حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you go out in the cold, Fajr time, Asr time, and so forth. The wind is blowing, and then you go and perform your salat in the mosque, in the masjid. You enter Jannat al-Firdaus, and you enter paradise. That is what motivates the Muslim and the true Muslim. Hadith, remember, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, and remember the prepaid meters, they're charging us 200 rand per month, and they say that this intervention is necessary. Why you 75 ministers don't cut your wages? Whole lot of you, without exception, Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever you want to call yourself, remember that bunch of mufatiyas. Just want freebies and free perks the whole time. Sunday I went to the shops here, you see. So I love to see all the headlines. So they're sending one delegation overseas, every guy in that delegation will get 250,000 pocket money. Can you believe that? They're making us, the taxpayer, fools and idiots here in South Africa. So our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zahid Khan will interview. Mona Musa Lahir is feeling much better. Make dua for everybody. Allah Ta'ala grants one and all siha and afia, good health, honor, respect. And inshallah, 11 to 12 will be blessed of marriage, and 1 to 2, inshallah, al-Aziz will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Ma Salim, we have 16 minutes left, inshallah, for a sharpshoot Q&A. Bismillah.
This is a question from a non-Muslim brother. I often hear you say, don't give zakat to non-Muslims. Please explain zakat and why do you guys discriminate us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Excellent question, my brother. You are misquoting, or you are quoting selectively. We say, this is how we say, zakat must be given to poor Muslims only, and sadaqah, voluntary charity, must be given to Muslims and non-Muslims. We Muslims are the most generous people on earth. You, my brother, you are from Durban or surrounding somewhere. During the COVID time, who were helping all the non-Muslims? Whether the person was white, whether he was brown, whether he was dark, whether he was pink, or whether he was green in color. And remember that so many whiteys and others came to apologize to the Muslims that we thought you all are are terrorists, but today we realize you are the kindest people and the most generous people. That's our history in South Africa. Your ANC, their freedom charter, where was it drawn up and where was it written? In a Muslim person's house. So my brother, if you study history, you will find that the Muslims in the world also are the most generous people. You must remember that. But we have laws. Muslim Islam means one who submits, surrenders to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our constitution is not a South African constitution that allows gay business, that allows lesbian, that allows abortion. We say these type of clauses in the constitution are not worth the paper on which they are written. Our constitution is the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. Millions of people have memorized it, male, female, adult and children, and majority of them non-Arabs. So my brother, it's the only divine scripture that is in its pristine purity. So go and open chapter 9 of the noble Quran, verse 60. Almighty Allah mentions the 8 categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat, the compulsory charity. You see, I have 100,000, 1 million, 5 million, 100 million. I'm giving example, obviously. So you must remember, then I have to pay 2.5% compulsory charity to empower the poor Muslims in my country and in the world and continent and wherever. And why Muslims only? He, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu an, when he was going as an ambassador from Medina Munawwara to Yemen, خُذْهَا مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَرُدُّوهَا فِي فُقَرَائِهِمْ, take the zakat from the rich Muslim and return it to the poor Muslims, you see. And sadaqah, that is voluntary charity, so that we give everybody. So now I'll be going for prayer. So before I enter the mosque, the guards are all there, all non-Muslim. You ask them, they'll tell you that AK comes every day, he gives us charity. So remember, we give charity every day, and we give to Muslim and non-Muslim. So that is the beauty of Islam, my brother.
Mufti Saab, if I am in the confines of my home, is it necessary for me to don a scarf?
Remember that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was in her house, her hujra mubarakah, her dar mubarakah, and Jibreel alayhi salam was waiting outside. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Oh Jibreel, how come you were so delayed?" He said, "No, I was here, but Sayyida Khadija did not have a scarf on. She did not have a khimar on. She did not have a dopatta on. I gave you in 3 different languages because our people sometimes don't understand the words properly. So therefore, I did not want to enter. She is your honorable wife, Ya Rasulullah. She's Umm al-Mu'mineen. Even in the house, it's better for her to cover." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested, "Ya Rasulullah, make dua sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my beloved mother to embrace Islam." When he returns, the master alayhi salam made dua. The mother said from inside, "Allah rislik, Ya Abu Huraira, wait." And she then was busy taking a bath, dressing up, and then she recited, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasulu." And in that excitement, she forgot to wear her scarf in the house. Go open Muslim Sharif. Go open, you must remember, Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Ibn Hisham and so forth, of Hazrat Khadija's waqia and incident. So the true mu'mina, even in the house, she will wear the scarf and so forth. So me and my wife, she wears a scarf. You must remember, nobody else here. So that's a very good sign. It's a sign of taqwa. It's a sign of haya and shame and modesty. You must remember that. And we, the men, must encourage it. We're not saying it's compulsory, but we're saying it is highly meritorious and recommended.
Mufti Saab, am I allowed to choose a wife for my son, as I think the girls of today can be disastrous? I rather choose for my son when we don't end up with mother-in-law's issues.
Remember, Haji Saab, O father, let him choose, but tell him he must not make the final decision. Then he must discuss that which girl he wants to really get married, and then all of you do your homework and so forth and so on. You're going to choose, but you were born in the apartheid years, and he wants to choose, and he was born in the years of democracy. Your outlook on life will be different. And regarding mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, the simple solution, from day one, keep them separate. So remember that what you think, if you choose, there won't be issues. So there's no such thing like that. From day one, keep them all separate, then there won't be issues and there won't be no tissues, brother. So that is our advice. Washawirhum fil amr. Always make mashura and discuss and mutual consultation. That when I proposed, so then my sister in Ispingo Beach said, no, we must phone our parents. Because I said, just tell them tomorrow we get married. So no, you can't do all this kind of things. You must remember that. So we phone parents. So parents say, beta, you happy, we happy. So remember, it's like that. If parents love their child and they will have confidence in the person and so forth. So it all depends. You can't use, you understand, one size fits all. Does not work here, Baji, old man. So you come with your old ideas. Your son will tell you, Papa, you're outdated and so forth. Just give separate homes, all the problems solved, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can I divorce my wife who is possessed by jinnat? She drives us all crazy. She speaks to the walls and verbally abuses all of us.
How you know she's possessed by the jinnat? Maybe you're making her crazy, and therefore you must remember she's speaking to the walls and all these type of things. So what you do, I'm asking you, husband, I'm giving you three solutions. When last did you, as a husband, read the whole Surah Baqarah? Chapter 2, and it contains and comprises 286 verses. Listen to the words Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah, Chapter 2. Fa inna akhdaha baraka. By reading it or memorizing it, you will find baraka and blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra. You don't read it, there'll be regret and remorse. Wa la yastati'uha al-batala. The evil forces can never overpower it. You must read it, your wife must read it. Do you do that? No. Every day you and your wife must read the manzil. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mohana Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Nawar Allah Marqadahu, who came here in 1981, 1401 Ramadan, he was here. I spent the last week there. We always remember Hazrat Mohan Tutta Sahib Rahimahullah. We remember Mohan Gardi, you must remember, who's alive there in White River. They were the main players inviting Hazrat Sheikh. So remember that Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah, that was his last Ramadan, on 1st of Shaaban 1982, 1402, he passes away, buried in Medina Munawwara in Baqi, right in front where the Sahaba and the companions of the Master alayhi salam are buried. That is sharafan lahu, an honor for him as well. And he wrote that book, Manzil, more than 30 ayat of the Quran. I just read the Manzil now before I came down. And remember that we wake up early, we read our tahajjud, make dua, then we do all our reading, because we're going to get questions. I don't see any of the question. Who will help us? Only Allah will help us. So read the manzil daily, you husband and wife. Number three, when last do you stay in hudu? La yuhafidhu ala al-hudu illa mu'min. So the true Muslim, he will stay in hudu most of the time. So that is the shan, the true quality of a true Muslim. Remember that, brother, sister. And next one, give out charity daily. Then speak to me after 40 days, after 2 months, and tell me that who's speaking to who. You don't speak to your wife, you drive her crazy, then she speaks to the walls, and you tell me that the jinnat are troubling you. The jinnat is troubling both of you, because most of the time you'll talk more nonsense than anything else, and you're not prepared to do the actions Islam taught us to do. So that is the long and the short of it.
Sahab, this is a funny question. Mufti Sahab, you look like 90 years old, but on radio you sound like 40. Is radio a deception?
Very good. You saw me. MashaAllah. So you must remember, maybe I look 100 years old. You understood? 90 years, very good. Alhamdulillah. But on radio, I sound sweet 40. So MashaAllah, that's a compliment. So remember that I had one uncle, whenever I used to go by him, I say, "Uncle, today you're looking very handsome." He said, "Oh, you made my day today. I'm so happy." You must remember that. So you made me very happy. You must remember that. I'm old and I'm young and I'm cold also. And it's very cold here. MashaAllah. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, with regard to mahar, do we have to state the price we paid for the jewelry, or can we state the market value?
Say the market value. For example, last night in Q&A, the question came, so you must remember that person gave jewelry, Kruger coin or whatever, and it is the retail price 28,000, 30,000, whatever, but he bought it for 15,000, 16,000. He bought it from his friend or cousin or relative, he gave him discount, so it's fine, there's no problem. You, Mohsalim Karim, you are selling jewelry, for example, and I come to buy, so you say, "Oh, Mr. it together, take it, quarter price, half price." So it don't mean I have to mention that that is what I paid. So what is the current market value? So that is fine. You must remember that. You write down there in the Nikah register, the book there, where we fill in all the important information. The mahar, the marital gift, is 28,000. So it's totally permissible, no problem with that. And she, the wife, is the sole owner of the mahar. Use the word marital gift and not dowry. Dowry got Christian connotations, remember that. In our Nikah books also, we must get rid of this term dowry. It's a Christian term that. It's not a Muslim term. The Muslim term terminology is وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةَ. Allah said it's a gift that you are giving to your wife. We must learn our Islamic terminology properly.
Mufti Sahab, you said last night, ladies are not allowed to show their feet when they leave the house. You said, men, wake up. Make sure you don't allow your woman out of the house without covering feet. Please clarify.
You see, you'll misquote and misunderstand. I think you'll hear with one ear. I said that the Quran Sharif states, Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 31, وَلَا يَدْرِبْنَا بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُؤْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. Allah Jalla Wala called the feet zina, beauty. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, for a lady, she's reading Salat. Now you want to read Fajr Salat after 6 o'clock, for example, it's compulsory for you, O mother, sister, daughter, you must wear socks, stocking, whatever. So remember, not because of winter only, but because you must, it is a Sharia injunction, and that is compulsory and mandatory. Not only Salat time, even when you go out of your house, remember you're going to visit somebody in the hospital, clinic, or whatever, you, it's compulsory, your feet must be covered. That is the verdict of majority scholars, jurors in Islam. The Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Hanafi ulama are on one side, they say it is mustahab better and not compulsory when you go out or you read Salat, but we will encourage it. I always tell my wife she must wear socks and stockings when she reads Salat, not only winter, throughout the year. And then I also said, you Hanafi woman, you're going now for Umrah. Umrah season is open already. I know people going today, tomorrow, and so forth. So you must remember, for Umrah, you must wear sock stocking day in Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine a strange man, he's touching your heels and touching your toes. The sin is on who? On you. And you know what Quran says? Surah 22, chapter 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِ When you are in the holiest place, the most sacred place, Makkah Mukarramah, and there you just make intention of vices, Allah says we will unleash a painful punishment. That's when I said, oh man, you better wake up. Remember that when you go Haram Sharif, you must ensure your wives and sisters and daughters, they wear that. And even now our ruling will be, even when they go to the shop and all that, is why wajib, compulsory for them to wear it, because that is the verdict of majority scholars. Hanafis will say is encouraged, so we will say it is very, very much encouraged and meritorious and virtuous to do so. That is our fatwa, and that is the fatwa of the four schools. So that is why, wake up, brother, and don't be in a slumber. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.